Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Surgeon General's warning, the Whack Brackets podcast may lead to arguments that cause social distancing from your friends and family. Listener discretion is advised. I'm Mike, and this is the Whack Brackets podcast, and I have a special guest today, and actually a podcast called The Culture Marauders, and they were the one that kind of inspired me to throw the warning, because they always warn about their podcast having viewer discretion, but listener discretion advised. And I thought that was a pretty good idea, so I figured I'd steal it from you. Sorry about that, but I'm going to turn it over to you and let you introduce yourself.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Kills, a.k.a. Special K, coming at you. I'm happy, ecstatic, excited to represent the Culture Marauders right here on the Whack Brackets podcast, rocking here with Mike. So thanks for having me on, man.
Oh, anytime. Hopefully we can do this more often. We try to keep these podcasts relatively short. They're pretty light, but you know, whatever you want to add, whatever you want to say, you're welcome to it. The floor is yours. So you're in Tampa, right?
Yes. Beautiful, scenic, exotic Tampa. The poor man's Miami, as I like to call it, or heaven's waiting room as well. It's a good time down here, man. It's beautiful weather, but you know, COVID's still out and about, but you know, the beaches are still good. So we found a nice beach, kind of secluded, out on a spot called Honeymoon Island. It's a state park, man. It's a beautiful beach. So that's what we did this past weekend.
Well, that's great. Yeah. The other thing I would say about Tampa, and I don't know a lot about it, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like a lot less disease infested than Miami. Miami's where the single people tend to go, it seems like. Is Tampa a little more laid back, or is it?
You got a lot more blue hair down here in Tampa.
Like, okay.
So, but no, it's pretty diverse. It's
awesome.
I don't know, man, because like when everything opened back up around spring break, Clearwater Beach, right? It's like one of the biggest, you know, destination beaches, I guess, in the country. And yeah, it lived up to the hype, man. That thing was loaded. And now we're seeing like numbers spiking with COVID. So I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. We're seeing some numbers in Nashville too, but we're not doing a great job with our social distancing here. Sometimes a lot of people running around without masks at the grocery store and kind of avoid that.
I can't do it, man. I start freaking out. Like if I realize I forget a mask, I'll just come back out. I can't take that chance.
Yeah, we actually, I'm going to admit, we went out last night to a restaurant for the first time in 3.5 months. Whew. And suddenly they were claiming they were doing social distancing and it still felt weird. Yeah. And then about 30 minutes in, they seated a table behind us. And we were like, we're out of here.
I don't blame you. Me and my wife, we went to a spot, this place called, I don't want to drop, you know, I forget it. Senor Tequila, right down the street.
There you go.
They ain't going to remember me. But so we were right there and it's right when everything had kind of opened up a couple weeks ago. And sorry, the cleaning lady, man, if you hear the vacuum. But so
I need one of those, a cleaning lady and a vacuum.
We can only afford her quarterly. So no.
Okay.
But anyway, so, you know, we're in there. Right. And everything had just opened up. Me and wife are going to grab like an afternoon snack. And this big party is like 12 folks. They all mob in there and no regard for anybody else sitting in the restaurant. This dude is almost touching me back to back. I looked at him and I said, yo, let's get the hell out of here. We had to move tables and yeah, I was steaming. And the dude was like, oh, sorry, man. I was like, man, yeah, it's stuff like that. You know, people in their minds, I guess, because it doesn't affect you directly, it doesn't really exist until you wind up coughing up a lung and then it matters.
Yeah. It's not my problem until it becomes my problem. Yeah, then it's everybody else's problem.
Yep.
So yeah, but it's good getting to know you. This is, you know, we don't normally go on with the intros like this because I'm just introducing my wife and a lot of times one of my kids. So I know them. they live practically the same life I do. You know, a lot of us live in the same house, so we're not that interesting to each other anymore. But yeah, it's good to get to know you.
Yep.
So anyway, I am going to tell everyone what this episode's about. Today, we're talking about restaurants and what we're going to do for people that don't know what a Whack Bracket is. I'll let Kells take it over and explain how the Whack Brackets work, or if he doesn't want to do that, I'll do it for him.
I am going to do my best, right? So, okay. So from what I've gained, right? So it's basically like your March Madness type elimination, right? So you got rounds, you got, from what I understand, looking at it right now, I think we have eight restaurants?
Yep.
Okay, eight restaurants. So we're going to go, Mike's going to throw out a couple of situations and you pick, you know, between which one do you think would apply better to that situation. restaurants is going to be really interesting, and I'm going to do my best to be respectful. And to some of them, I'm not going to care. I'm really going to let you have it. So this is my thing. So then you move on to the next round, and, you know, you break it down, like I said, March Madness style, until you come out with the one.
Right.
So did I hit it? Did I get it right?
You did a better job than I normally do. Don't take over my podcast, man. My wife's gonna ask you as the regular host. Yeah, but yeah, the only thing I would add is if you're being respectful, you're doing it wrong.
Okay, well,
so all bets off.
Scrap the whole thing. You know, I'm ready though. I'm ready.
All right, let's do this. So, first round, we have the Waffle House. I guess it's actually called Waffle House here versus Hooters. And the question is, more likely to see a Lamborghini in the parking lot? What's your opinion on that, or what's your take first and then an opinion?
All right, so check it out. The original Hooters is here in Clearwater, Florida.
Did not know that.
The original Hooters and the original World of Beer was founded.
Shoot.
So,
all right.
So, you know, Tampa, Clearwater, St. Pete, spring training, right? The hub of spring training baseball.
Right.
It would have been this year. So it could go either way, right? I'm going to say Hooters on this because you got a lot of, you know, high rollers, a lot of pervy old guys that want to show up and gaze at the chicks and, you know, rolling around and stuff like that, the Hooters girls. Not so much at Waffle House. I had an experience. Basically, every experience at Waffle House has been the same for me, where it winds up with me feeling like I've swallowed maple syrup-flavored razor blades in my stomach, and I can't do it. I can't do it. So I'm going to go with Hooters with the Lamborghini driver.
All right, I'm going to give you a couple things that have happened to me at these restaurants. Thing number one is Waffle House. Anytime you order like eggs from Waffle House, you get like eggs tartare. They're not even like done. They're just slimy. It's like shooting an oyster. It's disgusting. And then Hooters, the problem with Hooters I have is I don't go to Hooters anymore because A, I think their wings taste like ass.
Yeah.
B, I grew up with a bad experience with Hooters because the Hooters in my neighborhood or near my neighborhood had ugly waitresses, and all my friends had Hooters that they lived closer to the college and they had the better waitresses. Makes and sense. I even had a waitress one day that was pregnant, and no offense to pregnant women, they should work too, but
dude, they have, I don't know if that's like a prerequisite, like for to have a Hooters you have to have one pregnant waitress. I've seen that awesome. At like everyone, there's always one roaming around. Not saying it's wrong, but you know, but there's something for everybody, right?
Hey, you know what? That's why the internet exists. Something for everybody.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to give you a quick synapse of why one person might go to Hooters with a Lamborghini or why one may go to the Waffle House. The Waffle House is probably some rich guy that is going to a singles bar and he hits on some like single mother.
Mm.
And it's late at night and he's loaded and she's impressed by his Lamborghini. All the other places are closed. Waffle House is open. He's like, let's go get some Waffle House. And that's how Lamborghini may end up that way. To your point, and I don't disagree with you, so I think I'm going to have to lean Hooters as well, is that's more of like you're out with your buddies or you're back in town. You've got some rich job. And then all of a sudden, it's like you're hanging with your dudes. And you're like, man, let's take my Lambo down to Hooters and let's show off. And
I'm going to tell you, Waffle House looks like the type of place where you could take a shit in the urinal and nobody would bat an eye.
And I'm going to be 100% honest with you, and I probably shouldn't admit this on a podcast. I've actually thrown up in a urinal before. It's not a good look. I've also thrown up on a strip bar floor before. So glory days. So no, that wouldn't surprise me at a Waffle House. So. Yeah, Waffle House.
I mean, they both serve their purposes. Like I had some buddies come down from Vegas for a fantasy football draft, man. And we partied it up for the weekend and all rode right to the Waffle House at 2 a.m. And every one of us, like we had the eggs tartare and we were all feeling it by the time we got back down the road to the house we were renting out. So it's a guilty pleasure though, but
yeah.
I would think I'd see a Lambo at a Hooters before I would.
Yeah. Now see, you don't have to worry about me having a Lambo because even if I had that kind of money, I wouldn't have spent that on a Lambo. I would find a better car.
Exactly. But
also, I'm team White Castle. So if it's 2 a.m, I'm going to White Castle. If my Lambo was with me, it would be at White Castle, not Waffle House. So
my son, I took him to White Castle. We lived in Jersey before we moved down here. And, you know, we were at a DJ lesson. I was like, let's go get some White Castle. He never had it. This dude, I told him, I was like, be careful. You can't go too heavy on this. He ordered eight or 10 burgers?
Yeah.
It was like 8 or 10 burgers. I was like, are you crazy? It was a 45-minute drive back to the house. This dude was sitting there like he was having contractions.
Why don't you let him do that, man?
Hey, you got to learn, man.
I guess you do.
He's wearing his big boy pants and rubber ones over that, so let him deal with it. He had to learn.
Yeah, that's honestly the right way to approach it. So I probably should let my kid get a little more tough love like that. So that's why he's going to grow up to be a pansy. But let's hope that's not the case. Ben, I'm sorry. I'll leave you alone, man. You're great. I love you. So anyway, it sounds like this round you are leading Hooters, it sounds like.
Yep.
And I'm leading Hooters as well, so I think Hooters advances. Yay. Congratulations to
the pregnant Hooters waitress.
Yeah, that's right. Congratulations, pregnant Hooters waitress. You made the podcast. Got to figure out what her name is, though, like Tammy. Would that be a good?
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Melinda. Melinda's another one as well.
Ooh, gosh. We could have a whole podcast about, like, Cheryl Ann.
So, you got the one dude in the back with the tickets on the back, reading them off the cook, Travis Wayne, sitting back there.
That's right. Yeah. Like, Buddy Philpott. You know, coming up with names for all these great Waffle House waiters and Hooters waitresses. Well, yeah, we could go on. Needless to say, we probably ought to move on to the next round because this is going to take forever if we finish this list off.
All right.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's going to take forever for us to name every Hooters name that could be Hooters. I don't care how long the podcast lasts. It's just going to be what it is. But to keep the podcast at least somewhat moving, what we will do is move on to the next round. And this one is, to me, one of the more interesting questions in the first round. It is Applebee's versus the Golden Corral. Which restaurant do you think would be more likely to have something crude written on the bathroom wall?
So I'm going to take this question a little bit further.
Okay, great.
What is the crude writing made of? So I see somebody at a Golden Corral writing something in feces on a wall. I'm sorry. I wouldn't be surprised. I'd be disappointed. Yep. But I would not be surprised. So
no, not at all.
Applebee's is a little bit more classier, I guess. Golden Corral, you're bringing the whole family. You're bringing the whole church group with you, you know, taking up all the seating and everything, sneezing on the rolls and all that shit. Applebee's, for broke guys, that's a first impression spot. You don't want to play all your cards in one shot. You're going to, you know, kind of take them a little bit of respectful place. You can get the riblets and the chicken tender meal, you know, dazzle them with that. Golden Corral, I don't know. Gluttony. Gluttony's the word, and I don't see a lot of class in Golden Corrals.
Right.
So I'm going Golden Corral with something crude written on the bathroom wall.
You know what? I'm going to at least make an argument here on why I think it might be Applebee's.
All right.
And here's my argument, is that Applebee's is a place that young men tend to drink early because they stay open late-ish. You can meet your buddies up there. Night starts out. They tend to have younger waitresses than the Golden Corral. The Golden Corral usually have beat down, you know, life has run over you with the tire waitresses. Applebee's waitresses, on the other hand, they're oftentimes young, okay, working the bar or whatever. And you got these kind of sudsed up dudes and they're thinking they can get somewhere with the waitress and she's not having anything to do with it. They go to the bathroom. They're pissed off while they're unloading and they're like, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, you know. So in that regard, I think Applebee's has more of a chance. Also, to your point about the feces, you would have to be lucky enough to go into the bathroom while the feces was still fresh. Because even though Golden Corral's nasty, they're probably going to clean it up and it wipes off easy. But if somebody's carved something into the side of the urinal wall, it's going to stay there a while.
Right.
So my opinion is going to be Applebee's on this. And I'll let you decide if you want to change your opinion or not.
You know,
and as the guest, you get rights to override me the first time. Second time, I get to override you. But first time, if you want to override, this could be it.
I'm going to go. You know what? My son's here. He said Applebee's. You say Golden Corral or Applebee's? He said Golden Corral is after a win football, like a football after win spot, where the whole team comes in there still smelling like, you know, turf and all that.
Yeah.
You know what? You bring up a valid point. A very, very good point, because you do get the guys all liquored up and they're trying to show off and you know, are disappointed. And they may get kind of squirrely in the bathroom. I'll ride with you on Applebee's on that.
Okay.
I'm going to ride with you on Applebee's. I can see it happen.
Yeah. I can say the thing about Golden Corral is in my heart, I kind of wanted it to win because I think it's more fun to trash on the Golden Corral. But at the same time, I have to be honest to my sport here. The whack brackets necessitate that I'm honest. So my honesty tells me I think Applebee's wins this.
And I got to respect that. You got to have integrity. So
a man's got to have integrity. You have to be true to yourself. And be true to the game.
That's right. Always true to the game. The game, Mike.
So on to the next question. These restaurants aren't very appealing, but, you know, it is what it is. Outback Steakhouse versus Panera Bread. Most likely to be slapped by an ex-partner in.
I'd say I hate Panera Bread, man. Like, the only good thing they have, and this is, like, debatable because everything else kind of sucks, is that stupid tomato basil soup. Like, that's the only thing. Oh, you know, I take that. And the cookies. Those are the only two things that Panera Bread. My wife loves it. She likes the, you know, the clean stuff like that. And I can go to Jimmy John's for the free smells or whatever it is.
Right.
Outback. I like Outback. I really don't have an issue with Outback besides the fact that their steaks look like inflated, like beef jerky pieces. They don't give you a big steak, but they're trying to hype. Ah, man, I could see. I think you would get slapped in a Panera Bread just for being so cheap and not taking them somewhere better. I'm just not going to
the place, man. Now this is your ex partner though.
Oh, an ex partner?
Yeah, ex partner.
Oh, man. Well, since you,
curveball.
It depends. Ah, man, that's tough.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to give you my thought, and then you can come in. You know, first off, Outback is an interesting concept because it's somewhere between a Ponderosa and a Ruth's Chris. And you're not happy to be at Outback, but you're not upset to be at Outback.
How many Australian Cowboys are there?
Well, there is Crocodile Dundee, I guess, but that's probably it.
All right. I'm sorry. I did this. Just ask.
No, that's fair. That's a fair, fair question. Because and how did Outback get away with this? This is actually a marketing genius ploy here. Somehow or another, they just took an onion that's generally an onion ring, deep fried, that goes, here, we'll charge you way too much money for some deep fried onion that you can get for 99 cents.
$12.99 for a damn blooming onion. So yeah.
So I've got my problems out to shoot with Outback. That being said, Panera also is kind of a faker in this way. It's like, it's not fast food, but it's not a dine-in restaurant. So it wants to be a dine-in restaurant, but it wants the convenience of fast food. And it's like getting the worst of both worlds. If I want to go to Taco Bell, I'm going to Taco Bell. If I want to go to a sit-down place, I go to a sit-down place. Right. But now I got to order at the bar and they bring me the food, but I don't really get waited on. And now you don't know whether to tip or not. And you're in this kind of quandary. But as far as which one to get slapped at, I mulled this one over. And this one was a difficult one for me. I lean, at least I think, Outback simply because I think the odds of emotions being higher for an ex date would be higher at Outback because they're probably in there with a new love interest and she has something going on and she's with her new guy and then she sees her old guy and that way she can show the new guy. It's like, you treat me like that guy did. You're getting this next time I see you.
I'm gonna play devil's advocate. I'm gonna go ahead and say maybe Panera because it could be the same situation. Maybe you were a fat slob when you were with her, and then you're eating right, and then she sees thin to win at Panera Bread with the new chick, and you come up right across the chops. So
yeah,
but I like what you said. So I'm gonna go with Outback.
Really? Okay. you had me convinced. I was thinking Panera, but I'm gonna stick with my original. I'm not gonna quit on my team here, so I'm gonna pick Outback as well.
Okay, I'm gonna rock with you on Outback on that one.
All right, I can see.
That looks like something that you would see like in a rom com or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing is, you know, both those restaurants is like, I guess the one thing you might have at Panera is I think you might be likely to, or actually, I'm just gonna pull that statement. I retract. I retract that statement. I thought about it. I retract. So the last one being, and this one was a difficult one for me to answer because I don't like either one of these restaurants either. What? But I can see why someone would, but just not my speed. You know, and that is the Olive Garden versus the Cheesecake Factory. And which restaurant would you more likely to be overindulgent at?
Oof. Well, I'm not a big fan of Italian food. So, you know, and I think the breadsticks are overrated. Cheesecake Factory, man. Their menu is just ridiculous, and it grows just like the. Yeah. And then
It's like reading the Bible, man. It's like I wanted a pasta's book 2:3. It's like,
and the script is like this big. It's like tiny as hell. So
exactly,
I'm gonna go. I like the cheesy effect, but I can see how people can go to like Olive Garden when you get like all you can eat never ending pasta bowl, right? So you're gonna load up on all the carbs and sauce. Then you're gonna do it up real big with the breadsticks. And then the salad. And then more than likely, you're going to finish off with some bad tiramisu. And so, you know, and then you got a bad night happening. That's like a bad mixture of a night. And then, but you got the Cheesecake Factory with the fried mac and cheese balls, which are delicious. And, you got that. I mean, just the variety. It's like Wonka Land of food. And,
you know, it is. Great analogy. Yeah,
and then to top it off, you got like all these different cheesecakes. And I love their cheesecake. I would just go there for cheesecake alone and not necessarily a meal.
Right.
I would say from top down to bottom, right? I think I would overindulge at Cheesecake Factory.
Okay. I don't disagree with you. And part of the reason is that, as you said, I'm not an Italian fan to begin with. Mm-hmm. But also, the Olive Garden tastes like refrozen pasta warmed up in a dumpster or something. It's not... It's not good.
And it's nothing. In the fettuccine sauce, you can always see like a ring of butter around the cream. It's nasty as shit, dude.
Yeah, it's there's just nothing that I like. I don't understand why people wait to get in the Olive Garden. It's the craziest thing.
And it's always packed on prom. Always. Like, yeah. Come on, man. Like, you didn't learn from your friend last year when he got slapped in there. Like, don't bring your date to Olive Garden.
Yeah. But
don't bring a date to Olive Garden. Don't do it.
That's right. Now, let me ask you this about Cheesecake Factory before I answer. And I'm just curious more than anything. Have you ever seen a Cheesecake Factory standalone, or is it always in a mall?
Because the one in the Forum Shops in Vegas is in a mall. It's like the Forum Shop. You know what? That is a damn good question. That might have to be some research done. Everyone I've seen has been in a mall or like in a plaza that's like shopping center, like shopping.
Right.
Huh. Well, you're working up, you know, a good appetite shopping all day. Why not get some cheesecake and just kind of finish off the deal?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And I'll say this. I think we're going to have a sweep here because I'm definitely leaning Cheesecake Factory as well. For no other reason, they do have a billion menu items.
Yes.
It's too much. It's overwhelming. And yeah, I think Cheesecake Factory is going to win that.
And anytime I go out of like the 19,000 cheesecake selections I have, I only pick 4 and I keep it simple. So, I mean, I guess variety is the spice of life, but man, not for me in this case.
Yeah. Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't even like sweet food. I would just eat like another steak.
All right. Well, hopefully not at Outback, right?
No. No way, mate. I had to throw it out there. My apologies to anybody in Australia. My friend Colin, who lives in my neighborhood, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. That was an awful, awful Australian accent. And you have every right to slap me next time you see me. My apologies, Colin.
You just say anything, just walk up to town.
I hope he gives me the backhand. You know, if you're gonna actually go through the trouble of slapping another man, you've already thrown down the gauntlet. Yeah. So you may as well do it with a backhand.
That is, what's more disrespectful, getting backhand slapped by a guy or somebody spitting on you?
I think getting backhand slapped might be. I don't know. I don't know because.
Because I look at it this way. I think spitting is pretty disrespectful, right?
Right, yeah.
Because that means like they have no regard for you, you know, right in your face. But a backhand slap, that means that they not only do they don't respect you, they know you're not going to do a damn thing about it after.
Little bitch. That's exactly what it says. You a little bitch. You taste the back of my hand.
Oh, man.
I mean, that's, we should have added that to the WAG bracket. That's a great question. That is a great question. That may be a whole other WAG bracket. Most disrespectful things you can do to another man.
Yes.
So yeah, we'll have to keep that one in our pocket. But for now, it does look like the Cheesecake Factory is going to advance to the second round.
All right.
So, all right. He's excited about that. So, to recap, we had the Hooters won the parking lot challenge with a Lambo.
Yep.
The Applebee's, more likely to be something crude on the bathroom wall.
Yep.
Outback, most likely to get slapped by a partner. Was that right?
Crikey.
Okay. Crikey. And then, of course, the Cheesecake Factory.
That's right.
And most likely to overindulge. And I feel like I almost ought to change the second question for this round because, like, the Cheesecake Factory's got, like, it's going. You know what? I'm actually going to jump rounds. I'm going to move the second match up to the first match here so we can just get this out of the way quick. So it's Outback versus Cheesecake Factory. Able to stomach a full meal from the most days in a row.
Ooh, Outback versus Cheesecake Factory.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The good news is with the Cheesecake Factory, you do have a lot of menu items.
There is. And, you know, they do the slim and I think it's like the slim low carb menu where you can get like salmon and like some teriyaki meat or something like that. Or some shit like that. Oh, man.
Which do you like more?
I do like the orange chicken. But I do like Outback steak, like a good ribeye. You got to pay a little bit more, but it's, you know. I think I'm going to go Cheesecake Factory. Like you said, you got more selection. You could do, you know, surf and turf one day, seafood another day. You can do veggie another day. But the thing at the end of the day is that you always got a slice of cheesecake waiting for you every day. And if you don't want that, you got a coffee. You can have a nice coffee at the end of the day or tea. Outback doesn't offer that much. I mean, it's kind of the proof is in the pudding, right? Like, it's a steakhouse and it's not even a really good one on top of that. I prefer like a Logan's, which is a little bit better, but
yeah.
I think Cheesecake Factory all the way on this one. Not by much, but I'm gonna go with Cheesecake Factory.
Do you guys have Texas Roadhouse in Tampa?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's straight. I don't like stepping on peanuts and stuff, but you know, but
right.
Yeah, it's okay. They do have good drinks, though. Texas Roadhouse has badass drinks.
Yeah, they have the big beers. I like that. There's another place here that I actually can't remember the name of, but we're just going to forget that because that's irrelevant to the conversation. Now I'm just talking about steak. We got
Cody's. Like, who the hell is Cody? So they got Texas Roadhouse and Cody's.
And he's one of the guys that works in the back at Hooters.
Cody?
Yeah.
And he goes by the codes? That's
he's got a tattoo and the codes. It's misspelled. It says the coods because it's one of those blue tattoos he gave himself.
Oh, the rules of the codes.
The rules. Let me say, if he were like a fighter, he would have something like, abide by my code.
He would be the guy at Hooters with the Lambo with Code Man on the license.
And I had to be missing one letter. Code Moon.
Codman.
The Codman. That's it. The Codman. That's what we got here. The Codman in his Lambo rolling up into Hooters. I'm Waffle House when he's in his late 40s.
When he's incognito in his Prius, yes.
Getting 73 miles to the gallon because it goes 13 miles an hour. But regardless of that, I'm going to agree with you on the Cheesecake Factory. I think that would be most likely. Again, I'm not a huge fan. I'm surprisingly not a fan of many of these restaurants on this list, and I think that's why I attacked him.
At the end of the day, is anybody really going to be a winner?
We're all losers in this game. Man, it's about the only person that comes out of a winner of anybody that's worked at or eaten at any of the places we mentioned today. I guess the owners are winners. And then probably the hot college chick that works at Hooters, she probably comes out of this with a lot of money and potentially, you know, somebody who makes a lot of money. Hopefully he's a good guy too. Hopefully that's what she really goes for. And hopefully it's a lot. So yeah, and hopefully then like 6 months later, she's not like the 6 month Prager's waitress that's waiting on me.
That's how they keep the cycle going. I'm
Hakuna Matata, man. Circle of life. Circle of life. So, all right. So on to the next question. This is Hooters versus Applebee's.
Mm.
And the question is, be listed on the autopsy as an official cause of death.
You can go so many different ways with this. And because like you said,
this is one where if Golden Corral was in it, it would definitely win it. So that's, I knew the question coming up, but I didn't want to cheat.
So this is Hooters and Applebee's, huh?
Yep.
I would, man, you got some nasty folks at both, man, because Hooters is one of those spots like after a baseball game, you get everybody in there bullshitting around And, you know, you get some nasty cats come out of the bathroom, nasty hands. And then you got the same thing with Applebee's with the shit on the wall, as we discussed previously.
Well, that was at Golden Corral, I think.
Well, no, Hooters. I'm sorry, Applebee's too. Because you said all boozed up.
Somebody be writing on the wall, hopefully, with something more than shit. I have no idea. Either way, it's possible either way.
But either way, right? So either way, you're gonna have a bad night. I would say probably Hooters, man. They never come across – like the floors are always greasy in Hooters. Like your on the ice capades when walking through that place. And it's greasy. I'm kind of like wondering, are those orange shorts really holding everything in? You know, and the stockings. And yeah, it just seems backwoodsy, man. It just doesn't seem very cool. Like, and Wing House, we got a spot down here called Wing House, which is a poor man's Hooters, if there's such a thing. Yeah, and they're not good either. It's like, yo, we're going to out trash Hooters. How about that? And
yeah, it's a low bar, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I think too much Hooters will be on my autopsy report. Yeah.
Yeah, I can say the other thing about Hooters is that I would say of all the items here, if you were going to name a newly found sexual disease after one of these restaurants, it'd be like something Hooters in it. So yeah, it could be like Hooters-itis, you know, something to that effect. And then it goes on the official autopsy is, you know, what did he die of? Well,
and then your family's too ashamed to even say it, so they make up something a little better. So you don't look like a sleaze bag.
Yeah, they try to like call it Hauser's virus or something where you're not really
Hooters. It's, oh, no,
no. No, that's not how we say it in my part of town. My people call it Hauser's virus.
Hooters is the type of place where the cook would scratch his nuts and then like basically put coleslaw on your plate with the same hand.
This is where COVID-20 is invented right here. So yeah. Yeah, I think at this point, autopsy, yeah, definitely Hooters out of those two. I'm not, you know, as has been well discussed, I'm neither a fan of Applebee's nor Hooters. Now, that being said, I do believe if Golden Corral would have come through this, it could have. That would have been the dream matchup.
I had the chance to write. I was that close.
I know.
Because Golden Corral probably would have been better going for, like, good chuckles and bullshit. But we're going to be real with ourselves, right? Integrity.
That's right.
Integrity.
Respect the game, man. Michael Jordan didn't give Scottie the ball, not because he didn't think Scottie was a good player, but he knew he was better. And he always respected the game. He respected his own game, but he respected the game.
I don't know how that applies to Hooters and Applebee's.
I have no idea. I just like to say random stuff. I mean, this is a random podcast, as has already been well determined. I'm going to make up stuff. And I'm glad you called me on it because, if you're like, I get that, I'd be like, that guy's not listening to me at all. I'm glad you're honest about this. All right. I like this. So final round.
All right.
We have Hooters against the Cheesecake Factory.
Mm.
And the question being, most likely to see a waitress break down in tears.
Hooters.
It's sad because you're 100% right. I don't even have a good argument.
And it's the pregnant waitress on top of that. He just breaks down just...
She's emotional to begin with, and then her boyfriend dumps her because she's pregnant, and he's like, he's sitting at the bar hitting on another Hooters waitress, and she sees him. So yeah, I mean, and
fucking shit, like, oh, look at her.
Yeah, God, she's disgusting. I don't know what I was thinking. I was at Mike's side of town at that Hooters when I knocked her up. I'm glad I'm over here on the better side of town now.
Hey, so when I was living in Fayetteville, North Carolina, right, there was a big rash of people coming through, like coming through the base, and they were coming back with like STDs and shit. And they were like, we were getting them from Hooters, like the Hooters downtown, like no shit.
So, jeez.
Yeah, man. So it's true. It's all true. Like Han Solo told Rey and Star, it's all true.
These are not lies. Everything you've heard about the Hooters can happen. Unfortunately, what happens at Hooters does not always stay at Hooters. Comes home with you.
Damn right. And it'll probably live around for a little bit. So I think people at Cheesecake Factory are too busy to cry. And they probably do it when they get in the car. But
right.
The job, nah, I don't think.
Yeah.
The Hooters, Yeah.
And just to trash on Cheesecake Factory, because I forgot to mention this. Cheesecake Factory, I think, is the only place I've ever been cut off drinking at. And you know what? I had two beers.
Damn.
And they cut me off. So I went to the bar and got another beer, and the waitress threatened me. She's like, I saw what you did. I know what you did. I was like, what'd I do? I got a beer. She's like, yeah, but I cut you off. I was like, I had two beers.
Damn. But then you
Jesus Christ.
As they come in, the business, the suits, you know, they come in, they're sitting there pouring it up all night. Nobody says nothing. The prices are tipping big, you know. So
yeah, they probably got somebody to take them home. I guess I had my wife take me home.
See, that's where you messed up. See, this is what you got to do. Y'all got to drink together, and whoever's the least drunk, the other one fakes more drunk, so that way they have to drive. That's how.
Well, see, I'm lucky. She's not a heavy drinker. So yeah,
all right.
Well. I get to win most of those battles. So yeah, usually she's the one. She's the one throwing my drunk ass into a car and rolling away. Usually from a Mexican restaurant, because local Mexican restaurants are always the best place to drink.
Oof.
No?
No. You know what? Yes and no, because no, they are they're great places to drink, but they don't cut you off. And so therefore you're in for sometimes you need that voice, like, hey buddy, you know, but I don't know.
I'm slow down there, champ.
Yeah, we're all grown, you know, we know, kind of. So
yeah. Every Mexican restaurant I've gone to more than several times, it's like, yeah, you're drinking, you know, and you're having a good time, and then all of a sudden the guy comes up, he's like, you want a free shot of tequila? And I'm like, sure.
It'd be rude of me to decline. Of course I'll
yeah, yeah, he doesn't tell you that he's pulling it off like the low shelf and not the high shelf.
And it burns.
Yeah, oh, sure it burns. You know, is this tequila or is this just like alcohol that you pulled out of the cabinet up there? Oh, it's tequila.
I'm going to tell you, man, I went to a buddy's house and we were drinking big over there. We were singing Red Hot Chili Peppers songs and drinking tequila. And he brought out some shit he got from Mexico. And you know, it was a Cazadores with the deer on it, right?
Okay.
Well, he had this shit with a goat. The goat. It wiped out everybody. We were so fucked up off this tequila. And it would go down and just burn. But we kept drinking and singing bad karaoke. So, yeah, it was a good night. So, therefore, the goat was on his top shelf. It's just like a memento of the night. So,
oof, that's rough. Yeah, that's nothing to be proud of, man. Get the goat off the top shelf. Throw it back out in the yard. That's where a goat belongs. Don't leave it on the top shelf. It's going to shit on your shelf.
Oh, man. Oh, it was shit all right. Yeah, it was gross.
So that being said, I do think we have a winner in this fracas. I do believe that Hooters has won the fourth episode of Whack Brackets. Right. We didn't really have, I don't think we had any disagreements. We had good discussion, but I think we both made pretty valid points. These were all generally pretty close questions. And when they weren't, one was definitely a winner over the other.
That's right. And you know, we're men of principle, Mike. You know, we know.
After listening to this podcast, I don't think anybody is going to say that, at least about me. Maybe not about you either, but you know, you're probably a little more well respected around your parts than I am. So
not even well respected in my own home, Mike. I mean,
yeah, I'll be sleeping out in the yard with that goat tonight.
With the goat.
That's right. Yeah, just nuzzle up to him to stay warm. Go live in a little goat house.
Go in the morning. That's right.
That's right. So that is all. Is there anything else you want to plug? Obviously, the Culture Marauders podcast, but any other podcast?
Definitely. Culture Marauders podcast, the show where we maraud on all culture and deliver the goods to the masses. You can find us on all major streaming platforms. We are up to episode 27, so we've been rocking for almost a year. Just having a good time. You can catch us on Instagram at @the_culture_marauders and on Facebook at @theculturemarauders. And if there's anything you want to hear about or hear us maraud on, hit us up at theculturemarauders@gmail.com. So I just also want to give a shout out to you, Mike. Thank you for having me on. This is a lot of fun. I like cutting up and doing stuff like this. And then also, you know, all the service workers out there, healthcare professionals, military still out there grinding. And, you know, everybody out there protesting, trying to get this world together and let us come together. I appreciate y'all. Keep standing up for the right thing and y'all be safe.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt that COVID's the real deal. But yeah, if you're out there protesting, wear your mask.
Yep.
Don't be an idiot about it. Yep. You know, and yeah, there's some other people that decide to gather in large forums and not wear masks. I don't need anything.
Well, you know, there was nobody at that thing. So I think they were all safe.
There were 6,200 people in a building that holds like 19,000. If they wanted to, they could have social space. They just chose not to.
Yeah, make it look bigger.
That's what Stormy Daniels says he always does. She actually tweeted that. I shit you not. That was actually on her Twitter. I would love to take that joke and say I made it up. But no, Stormy Daniels posted that and said he's, you know, he's like, you know, I told you he's exaggerating. About size.
Are you surprised though? You know, it's huge. It's huge according to him, right?
Huge. All right, Kels, this has been a lot of fun, man. We'll have to try to do this again soon. So to let everybody else know, if you want to hit me up on the social medias, I check the Twitters and the Instagrams at Whack Brackets. You could send it to Facebook, but like I always warn people on both my podcasts, this one and the Only Stupid People podcast, is send it on Facebook at your own discretion, because it may or may not get read for 7 or 8 years. You know, maybe when I pass away and my kids are trying to like find all my social media passwords, they say, I wonder what Mike's been up to on Facebook. And they see me 10 years ago and I've got 273,000 messages about Whack Brackets.
It's
probably not going to happen. But yeah, don't send me anything on Facebook. I can dream. That's right. A man can dream. Don't take my dreams, man. Don't take my dreams. All right. Well, Kels, this has been fun. Right, and right. Hopefully you have a good time and have a good day out in Tampa. Go get you some more sun.
Yeah, I got a belly full of Greek food, man. I'm probably going to sit on the couch and watch like bad TV. So that's what's probably.
Did you get any of that Greek meat that they shave off the little shank?
Of course. Of course. And it's like mystery meat. You really don't know what it is, but it's pretty good. So
they claim it's lamb.
Nah, that ain't lamb, dude. That's like old Roy out of the can mixed with like some beef flavoring. I'm pretty sure, but it's
yeah. Cool. You know, I could dig on that shit, man. I'll tear up a Greek restaurant. You give me that and that cucumber sauce, that tzatziki sauce. I smother that shit in that. That is the jam.
Damn, so,
right. All right. Well, we'll get going then. Hope everybody had a good listen. Go check out the Culture Marauders podcast. And Kels, has been a blast, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, right on, man. Be safe.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.